All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Question. Have you ever stood on the edge of something great and found yourself taking a step back? Not because you were afraid of failing, but because you were afraid of succeeding. What is good, world? This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and peace and blessings unto you. Today, I want to talk to you about the fear of knowing your own potential. But before we get going, like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. The fear of knowing your own potential. It's a paradox that has bothered me lately. This is the idea that sometimes the scariest thing isn't our inadequacy, but it's our potential. Think about it for a sec. When we're mediocre, when we're just getting by, there's a certain comfort level there. We can always tell ourselves, well, I could do more if I really tried. It's sort of like carrying around an unopened gift, forever wondering what's inside. The possibility remains perfect because it goes untested. But when we catch a glimpse of what we're truly capable of, when we nail that presentation we thought was beyond us, or we create something that makes us step back and say, damn, I really did that? That's when the real fear kicks in. Because once you know what you're capable of, you can't unknow it. That unopened gift, it reveals itself to be a responsibility. I remember talking to a friend of mine, a talented musician. She told me that she stopped playing for about 2 years after getting a standing ovation at a show. She felt like it was too much. She said, if I could do it that one time, that meant that I had to do it every time. But here's what she missed. And this is something that we all miss. We hide from our own potential. That peak performance that she had that day, that wasn't her ceiling. That was more like the new floor. Let me show you something. I'm going to share something with you, just a little personal that happened to me years ago. I was a youth assistant football coach. I was in my comfort, helping with special teams, injured players, equipment malfunctions, things of that nature, right? I never even attempted, let alone take on the role of a head coach. I was asked by a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, to become the head coach of a team that was currently without one. And in my mind, I'm thinking, me? The person who tried to stay away from the limelight? That didn't want the responsibility of ensuring the safety and development of a group of young men? Well, we go fast forward a little bit. Season goes on. We make it into the playoffs. And during a crucial playoff game, this game here had hopes of us being able to go to a bowl game,
right?
I found myself just flowing effortlessly. I was like leading these young men against a team that was far more talented than us and walking away with one of the biggest upsets of the year. After it was over, I sat in my truck. I just sat there for like nearly an hour, right? Absolutely terrified. Not because it went badly, but because it went perfectly. Because in that moment, I got a glimpse of a version of myself that I didn't even dare to imagine. Someone who could inspire, lead, and transform, right? And you know what scared me the most? It was the realization that I could do this in other areas of my life. And I could do this if I would just get out of my own way. The fear of potential is really the fear of becoming fully ourselves. Because once we step into that light, we have to leave the old one behind. We have to leave all those old excuses, just let them go, right? We have to leave behind the person we've been pretending to be. The one who's just okay with, you know, just being okay at things. The one who could be better if they tried, right? And we'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself.
And we are back. Here's the thing about potential. It's not a destination. It's not some final form where we have to maintain it perfectly once we achieve it. It's more like a horizon, always moving, always revealing new possibilities. The moment that you think that you've reached your potential is the moment that you've stopped growing. And let's talk about greatness for just a moment. We often think of it as this distant, almost mythical state reserved for a select few. But what if greatness is simply the natural result of fully embracing who you are meant to be? What if it's less about reaching some external standard and more about having the courage to fully occupy our lives? Think about the great figures throughout history. They weren't great because they were perfect. They were great because they were fully unapologetically themselves. They looked at their potential and they took it. And instead of being frightened by it, they used it as fuel. They understood something crucial, that our potential isn't just about us. It's about the ripple effect we create when we dare to be extraordinary. So maybe the real question isn't, what if I'm better than I think I am? Maybe it's, what if I'm being better than I think I am? It's just the beginning, right? What if that fear we feel when we brush up against our potential isn't a warning to step back, but an invitation to step forward? I'm starting to think that the most profound form of self-love isn't accepting who we are right now. It's accepting who we might become. It's looking at the person we could be, the one who terrifies us with all of their competence and their confidence, their capacity, saying, you know what? You are a part of me. Because at the end of the day, the only thing more frightening than knowing your potential is reaching the end of your life and realizing that you never had the courage to find out what it was. Greatness isn't something we achieve. It's something we uncover, one brave step at a time. So here's my challenge to you. The next time you feel that flutter of fear when you brush up against your own potential, don't retreat. Lean in and ask yourself what you're really afraid of. Is it the greatness itself, or is it the responsibility of living up to who you truly are? Because maybe, and just maybe, The universe isn't asking us if we're ready to be great. Maybe it's simply asking if we're ready to be ourselves. This is Rahm Emanuel with the Double Edge Factor. And it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. And let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. I'll leave you with this, friends. Be intentional with your words, thoughts, and actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.